Dear friends at Bellworth Park Catholic Community, it's Father Scott with another reflection. You know, every 10 years, surveys are taken on many different topics. And one of the topics is religion in the United States. The most recent survey was 2019. And it revealed a number of things that can be troubling. For example, the number of people who identify themselves as atheists went from 2% to 4%. Now, on the one hand, that's not a big percentage, 4%, but on the other hand, it doubled in 10 years. It also showed that among those people who call themselves Christians, there's been a drop in the number to either being atheists, agnostics, or what's called nones these days, N-O-N-E-S. These are people who describe themselves as being spiritual, but they're not religious, meaning they don't belong to any religious communities, denominations. Among us Catholic, there's been a drop, and we've seen that over the last couple of years, that people are not going to church. If they go to church, they say they go maybe twice a year, or maybe twice a month. But the number of people who go once a week, that has dropped over the years. And you know the reasons why. Here in the Diocese of Pittsburgh, it could be because of the grand jury report, it could be because of the merging of parishes, it could be for a number of reasons. But as I was studying the statistics of the different Christian denominations, you know the denominations that had the sharpest drop in attendance were the mainline Protestant communities. For example, the Methodists, the Lutherans, the Presbyterians, and Episcopalians. Now, those who were doing the surveys and the analysis of the surveys came up with a very interesting reason for why such a sharp drop among the mainline Christian communities. And it had to do with they were moving away from what I call the transcendent issues to the issues that seem to be very popular among the secular society. So, talking about being green, talking about overcoming poverty, talking about mostly social issues, and not so much the issues involved in their calling people to a deep relationship with the Lord. You know, we Catholics still emphasize two important transcendent issues, the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the presence of Jesus in the Eucharist. And I can tell you that it's very important that we never move away from those two things. Because the resurrection tells us that we can have hope. That what you see is what you get is not the complete story. It's not eat, drink, and be merry, and tomorrow we die and go out of existence. It's not that the cancer is the last story in my life. So the resurrection of Jesus Christ and his promise that he's going to heaven to prepare a place for us has to be a real source of hope. But that's a transcendent issue. We don't see that. The other is the Eucharist. That's so unique to us Catholics and the Orthodox. It's in the Eucharist that we have this relationship with Jesus that is so intimate. So unique to each one of us. He speaks to us in the Eucharist individually, calling us to a deeper friendship, calling us to a power that he gives us to be able to handle the challenges of life, and always the invitation of friendship. I have found that when people lose their sense of transcendence, and it's just here on earth, it's just what's going on, it's just avoid all the pain of life, it can lead to really great despair. And we do see people more and more despairing because it doesn't satisfy you. St. Augustine says we are made for God and our hearts are restless until they rest in God. And so I'm really pleased that the church offers people a sense of transcendence, a chance of intimacy, an opportunity to believe that there's more than life than just right here, right now. Have a wonderful week. God bless you and your loved ones.